people from almost every era and level of education have at least once tried to liberate themselves from the Greeks, with deep discontent because, when compared with those Greeks, everything they achieved, everything which seemed to be entirely original and honestly admired, lost color and life and shrank to failed copies, even to caricatures. Thus, a deep-felt wrath breaks out again and again against that small, audacious group that dared to name for all time everything foreign as barbaric. Who are these people, one might ask, who only have an ephemeral historical glory, ridiculously limited institutions, can only show questionable soundness of morals and are marked by ugly vices, and yet lay claim to the dignity and exceptional position among nations that genius receives among the masses? Sadly, nobody was fortunate enough to find the cup of hemlock with which one could simply dispose of such a being, because producing inside of you all such poison, jealousy, slander, and wrath does not suffice to destroy that self-satisfied glory. Thus, in front of the Greeks, one is ashamed and afraid, unless one respects truth above everything else and dares to admit that the Greeks, as chariot drivers, have our culture and every other culture in their hands. But almost always the chariot and the horses are not good enough for the drivers who, as a joke, drive the entire team and chariot into the abyss over which they themselves jump with the leap of Achilles.